Introducing Peacock, the new free streaming service from NBC Universal. It's hit movies, current shows, live sports, trending bits, and timeless hits. And that's why you can't not watch. Peacock, watch for free, upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com. Law & Order SVU streaming now.
Hurry in-store or online and celebrate Lowe's Spring Fest with the number one rated battery-powered platform, now at Lowe's. We've got values on an Ego 21-inch self-propelled lawnmower, was $549, now $499. Or an Ego trimmer at an everyday value of $179. Give your lawn a makeover this spring. Spring Fest, a festival of fun and savings for your garden and total home. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. Offers valid through 6-2, while supplies last. Selection varies by location, U.S. only.
Another one, everybody. Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of At the Rim. This is the show that gets you caught up on the latest of what's happening in and around the NBA. We've got a great program coming up on this week. We've got Chris LeBron, the guest on this week's show. He is the host of the Off the Ball podcast and owner of the Off the Ball Network. We discuss the current happenings with the New York Knicks. We also talk about the magic of Madison Square Garden and so much more. That interview is going to be great, so make sure you check it out. So that's going to be a great interview. Also, of course, we have you locked and loaded with the latest league leaders and standings in the association. But first, I'm going to start off with my top three storylines. And I want to start off with the Phoenix Suns. This week was a monumental week for the Phoenix Suns. They became the first team in the Western Conference to clinch a playoff spot. And, man, the Phoenix Suns have been great all season long. What a difference a year makes. The Suns were really bad last season. They have been bad for over a decade, but, man, what a difference a year makes. Chris Paul, I'm going to say it right now. Chris Paul is my MVP. Joel Embiid has played great. You know, you could make the argument for Steph Curry, Nikola Jokic. You could put Luka Doncic in there, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and even LeBron James before the injury. But Chris Paul is my lock for to win the league MVP. Chris Paul exemplifies everything that you want in a team leader. He's consistent. He's durable. He's someone that's going to be, you know, he's a man of his word. And Chris Paul is an excellent leader. He's been an excellent leader no matter where he's played. New Orleans, Los Angeles Clippers, the Houston Rockets, the Oklahoma City Thunder, and now currently with the Phoenix Suns. And Chris Paul has been outstanding this year, and also Devin Booker has been a star in his own right as well in such a short amount of time since he's been in the NBA. You've got Chris Paul, you've got Devin Booker, also Jay Crowder's played nice, DeAndre Ayton has played well. Man, Phoenix has come out of nowhere this year and has been so outstanding. You look at before the season has started, you look at the roster and it's like, okay, this is going to be a decent team. I thought Phoenix would be better this year, but nowhere near what they're doing this year, being at the top of the Western Conference. And, man, this is going to be an interesting showdown as we make our way towards the end of the regular season, about 2 weeks to go in the regular season, between Phoenix, Utah. You also got the Clippers, Denver's in there. The Lakers are trying to get there, but, I mean, you know, with LeBron recently coming back from the injury, it's going to be kind of tough for the Lakers. But, man, Phoenix, Utah, and the Clippers are shooting. You could put Denver in there as they're shooting for that number one spot. But, man, Phoenix has been outstanding this year. The month of April was really good to them. They went 13-4 in the month of April. And, you know, kudos again to those stars such as Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton, Jay Crowder, and, man, Chris Paul. And I'm just going to say, Chris Paul, I think he's my lock to win the league MVP. He's been great this year, and so have been the Phoenix Suns. My next storyline is going to be the Philadelphia 76ers. The 76ers became the first team in the Eastern Conference to clinch a playoff spot. And again, similar to Phoenix. However, Philly was really good last year. The Suns were horrible last year, but Philly is picking up right where they left off last year. Again, Joel Embiid, you can make the case for him, one of the leading MVP candidates. He's been so good this year, and Ben Simmons has really picked up his game this year. Seth Curry's been effective this year. Dwight Howard's been a nice transaction for them, landing in Philly from playing from the Lakers last season. And then you can add also the rookie Tyrese Maxey has played his part as well. Again, it was a great April for the Philadelphia 76ers. During the month of April, they went 10-6. So, again, the Eastern Conference, everybody says Brooklyn, and Brooklyn could come out of this, but we cannot sleep on Philadelphia, because if there's the one team that could knock off in the East, it would be the 76ers. And again, Joel Embiid, he's been effective all season long. Tobias Harris, he shot the ball well. Shake Milton has been a great addition as well. And Danny Green, can't forget about Danny Green and his championship experience as well. Him and Dwight Howard were members of that Lakers championship team last season. So it's going to be interesting how it all, again, it's going to be the race for first place in the Eastern Conference. You've got two more weeks left in the regular season. You know, Brooklyn, Philly, Milwaukee, and you could put the New York Knicks in there. They all have a shot at coming for that number one spot. They all have a shot at coming for Brooklyn, who would get that top spot in the East. So currently in the Eastern Conference, of course, Philadelphia was the first team to clinch a playoff spot, followed by the Brooklyn Nets. So, man, it's definitely interesting to what's going to happen with Brooklyn as we march on with these final 2 weeks in the regular season. And for my last storyline, is going to be LeBron James. LeBron, we had not seen LeBron James play. It last time we saw him in an NBA game was March 20th against the Atlanta Hawks when he suffered that ankle injury. Since then, the Lakers have not played well. They finished the month of March 6-7, and then he finished the month of April at 6-9. LeBron did return in the April 30th game against the Sacramento Kings. Had a decent game, wasn't his best game, but, you know, the Lakers are they're on their heels right now. Before the injuries to LeBron and AD, the Lakers were at the top of the Western Conference. But since then, Phoenix has got a comfortable lead over them. Utah has jumped them, as well as the Clippers and the Nuggets. Now, with the finals, with the last 2 weeks of the regular season, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. It's always tough in the West. You know, the Lakers have got the Raptors. They've got the Nuggets. There's the Clippers, the Trailblazers. They got to go up against the Suns and then the Knicks coming up. So it's not going to be easy. I think LeBron is going to be okay. I think they're going to pick up right where they left off at, but it's going to be tough because, you know, we could see some of the rust in Bron. We could see that they're going to have to play catch-up, and they're going to have to play catch-up because it's always tough in the West. You know, LeBron is going to bring his A game, but I just hope the rest of the Lakers try to bring their A game as well, because it's definitely going to be tough, and it's never a dull moment in the Western Conference. All right, those are my top three storylines, and when we come back from the break, I'll give you the current league leaders and standings in the NBA. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim.
Join us to celebrate Lowe's Spring Fest before it's over with 3 25-ounce Bonnie Foodie Fresh Vegetables and Herbs for $10 or 3 25-ounce Miracle-Gro Brilliant Blooms Flowers for $12. Get the most of your garden this spring. Spring Fest, a festival of fun and savings for your garden and total home. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. Offers valid through 5/12 while supplies last, in-store only. Selection varies by location, U.S. only, excluding Alaska and Hawaii.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Oh, that's a cheer we used to do in softball.
What? It's, actually Geico.
Whenever someone hit a triple, we would wave our bats and yell, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. But we never got to use it, because we would only hit home runs. Annoying.
The phrase is from Geico, because they help save people money.
Geico? Yeah, they were our team sponsor.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Think you're busy? You've never met Jessica, mother of six. I'm the dedicated Pella Window and Door Advisor Jessica called when she knew it was time to replace her drafty old windows and take advantage of the limited time sale. We make the process simple. From product selection through installation, we've sold over 5 million replacement windows and doors, so we know a thing or two.
Elevate the look of your home with specials from Pella Windows and Doors of Baton Rouge. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
This is your...
For everyone whose mom was even more superhuman than usual this past year, there's Walgreens with Mother's Day cards, fragrances, and personalized photo gifts. Personalized? She'll love that. Shop Walgreens for gifts she'll love in an instant.
But there are many things you can do with your butt. Your butt can make you a winner. You can use your butt to celebrate. If you insist on sitting, at least take your butt around the block. At night, your butt can get you moving.
Nice butt.
Whatever you do with your butt, get off it.
Hurry in-store or online and celebrate Lowe's Spring Fest with the number one rated battery-powered platform, now at Lowe's. We've got values on an Ego 21-inch self-propelled lawnmower, was $549, now $499, or an Ego trimmer at an everyday value of $179. Give your lawn a makeover this spring. Spring Fest, a festival of fun and savings for your garden and total home. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. Offers valid through 6-2, while supplies last. Selection varies by location, U.S. only.
That's the sound of one of my favorite customers ever. His name's Jeremy. His dad, Frank, called me when it was time to replace their drafty old windows and to take advantage of our limited time sale. As a dedicated Pella advisor, I make getting new windows and doors simple. And when it comes to installation, nobody does it like Pella. Our local team can typically install in just a day.
Elevate the look of your home with specials from Pella Windows and Doors of Baton Rouge. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
Are you ready to change the way you see your life? It starts with asking the right questions about your past. In the new audiobook, What Happened to You?, Oprah Winfrey and trauma expert Dr. Bruce Perry share deeply personal conversations that emphasize the question, what happened to you, rather than what's wrong with you. Buy the audiobook, What Happened to You?, read by the authors, now wherever audiobooks are sold.
Think you're busy? You've never met Jessica, mother of six. I'm the dedicated Pella Window and Door Advisor Jessica called when she knew it was time to replace her drafty old windows and take advantage of the limited time sale. We make the process simple. From product selection through installation, we've sold over 5 million replacement windows and doors, so we know a thing or two.
Elevate the look of your home with specials from Pella Windows and Doors of Baton Rouge. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. All right, let's get you currently caught up on the league leaders in the NBA. Starting off with points per game, the league leading scorer is Steph Curry. What a year he's had, and definitely should draw some consideration for the league MVP. Steph Curry from the Golden State Warriors is currently the league's leading scorer. He's averaging 31.3 points per game. Coming in at number two is Bradley Beal from the Washington Wizards. He's averaging 31.1 points per game. Coming in at number three is Luka Doncic from the Dallas Mavericks. He's averaging 28.6 points per game. Coming in at number four is Damian Lillard from the Portland Trail Blazers. He's averaging 28.3 points per game. Coming in at fifth is Giannis Antetokounmpo from the Milwaukee Bucks. He's averaging 28 points per game. And then coming in sixth is Zach LaVine from the Chicago Bulls. He's averaging 27.5 points per game. Coming in the next category we have is rebounds per game. Clint Capella has been consistent all year long. He remains the league leader in rebounds per game from the Atlanta Hawks. He's averaging 14 rebounds per game. Coming in at number two is Rudy Gobert from the Utah Jazz. He's averaging 13 rebounds per game. Coming in at number three is Jonas Valanciunas from the Memphis Grizzlies. He's averaging 12 rebounds per game. Coming in at number four is Domantas Sabonis from the Indiana Pacers. Coming in at number five is Nikola Vucevic from the Chicago Bulls. And then in number six is Enes Kanter from the Portland Trail Blazers. Next category is assists per game. Russell Westbrook still continuing to lead the league. He's been consistent all year. He's from the Washington Wizards. He's averaging 11 assists per game. Coming in at number two is Trae Young from the Atlanta Hawks. He's averaging 9.5 assists per game. Tied for third is Luka Doncic from the Dallas Mavericks and Chris Paul from the Phoenix Suns. And tied for fifth is Nikola Jokic from the Denver Nuggets and Draymond Green from the Golden State Warriors. Next category is steals per game. Coming in at number one is Jimmy Butler from the Miami Heat. He's averaging 2 steals per game. Coming in tied for second is TJ McConnell from the Indiana Pacers and Drew Holiday from the Milwaukee Bucks. Kawhi Leonard from the Los Angeles Clippers comes in at fourth, and then tied for fifth is Fred VanVleet from the Toronto Raptors and Draymond Green from the Golden State Warriors. Next category is blocks per game. Miles Turner remains the league leader in blocks per game from the Indiana Pacers. He's averaging 3.4 blocks per game. Coming in at number two is Rudy Gobert, followed by in the third spot is Nerlens Noel from the New York Knicks. Coming in fourth is Clint Capella. Coming in fifth is Chris Boucher from the Toronto Raptors. And then in the sixth spot is Robert Williams from the Boston Celtics. Next category is field goal percentage. Coming in at number one is Rudy Gobert. He's shooting 67% from the field. Coming in at number two is Rashawn Holmes from the Sacramento Kings. He's shooting 64%. Coming in third is Jared Allen from the Cleveland Cavaliers, followed by Jacob Poeltl from the San Antonio Spurs. Coming in fifth is Montrezl Harrell from the Los Angeles Lakers, and in the sixth spot is DeAndre Ayton from the Phoenix Suns. Next category that we have is three-point percentage. Leading the league in three-point percentage is Joe Harris from the Brooklyn Nets. He's shooting at 48%. Coming in at number two is Bobby Portis from the Milwaukee Bucks. Coming in third is Kevin Durant from the Brooklyn Nets. And then tied for fourth is Marcus Morris from the Los Angeles Clippers and Joe Ingles from the Utah Jazz. And coming in the sixth spot, is Luke Kennard from the Los Angeles Clippers. Next category that we have is three-point field goals made. Steph Curry leads the league in three-point field goals made from the Golden State Warriors. He's made 284 three-point field goals so far this year. Coming in at number two is Buddy Hield from the Sacramento Kings, followed by Damian Lillard is third, Duncan Robinson from the Miami Heat is fourth, and then Joe Harris is fifth from the Brooklyn Nets. Next category is free throws percentage. Danilo Gallinari from the Atlanta Hawks leads in free throw percentage, followed by Chris Paul is number two. Number three is Jordan Clarkson from the Utah Jazz. Then coming in fourth is Damian Lillard. Coming in the fifth spot is Kyrie Irving. And then we've got Steph Curry. It comes in at sixth. And the category that we have is minutes per game. Julius Randle leads the league in minutes per game. He's averaging 37.5 minutes per game. Tied for second is Fred VanVleet and Harrison Barnes from the Sacramento Kings. Coming in fourth is Jason Tatum from the Boston Celtics. And then tied for fifth is Damian Lillard and Russell Westbrook. And those are your current league leaders in the NBA. Now let's get to the standings. It's getting really tight in the standings in the Eastern Conference. The Brooklyn Nets and the Philadelphia 76ers are the first two teams in the Eastern Conference to clinch playoff spots. Brooklyn currently has a record of 43-21, followed by the Philadelphia 76ers. They have a record of 42-21. Coming in third is the Milwaukee Bucks with a record of 39-24. The red-hot New York Knicks are in fourth with a record of 35-28. Coming in fifth is the Atlanta Hawks. Then coming in the sixth spot are the Boston Celtics. And then coming in number seven is Miami, followed by number eight is Charlotte. Number nine is Indiana. Number 10 is Washington. And we have Chicago is at 11. Toronto is 12, followed by Cleveland at 13. And then Orlando is 14. And then Detroit is at 15. Next category, and then we move along to the Western Conference. Again, the Phoenix Suns and the Utah Jazz are the first two teams to clinch playoff spots in the West. Both teams are tied for first with a record of 45-18. The Los Angeles Clippers are next with a record of 43-21. Then we have the Denver Nuggets with a record of 42-21. The Los Angeles Lakers come in fifth with a record of 36-27, followed by the Dallas Mavericks coming at sixth. The Portland Trailblazers are at seven, and you've got Memphis is eight, followed by San Antonio at nine. Golden State is 10th, followed by the New Orleans Pelicans at number 11. Then you have Sacramento is number 12, and then Oklahoma City comes in at 13. And then you've got Minnesota is at 14, and then the Houston Rockets round out the West at 15th place. So there you have it. Those are the current league leaders and standings in the NBA. Coming up next, I have an interview with Chris LeBron. He is the host of the Off the Ball podcast and owner of the Off the Ball Network. You know, we discussed the New York Knicks, the resurgence of the Knicks. Also, we talked Julius Randle, the magic of Madison Square Garden, and so much more. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim.
Mom was even more superhuman than usual this past year, there's Walgreens with Mother's Day cards, fragrances, and personalized photo gifts. Personalized? She'll love that. Shop Walgreens for gifts she'll love in an instant. For everyone whose mom was even more superhuman than usual this past year, there's Walgreens with Mother's Day cards, fragrances, and personalized photo gifts. Personalized? She'll love that. Shop Walgreens for gifts she'll love in an instant.
The thing.
Think you're busy? You've never met Jessica, mother of six. I'm the dedicated Pella window and door advisor Jessica called when she knew it was time to replace her drafty old windows and take advantage of the limited time sale. We make the process simple. From product selection through installation, we've sold over 5 million replacement windows and doors, so we know a thing or two.
Elevate the look of your home with specials from Pella Windows and Doors of Baton Rouge. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
About comparing rates at Progressive.com, is that by now you've heard a lot of ads about comparing rates at Progressive.com? We probably don't even need the words comparing rates anymore to remind you that seasoning steaks at Progressive.com is an easy way to save on car insurance, or that swimming in trousers helps you find the lowest rate. And that's the thing about foraging for truffles. You've heard a lot of ads about standing tiptoe on a cinder block. Compare rates and sing softly to a wounded field mouse and save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Today, I'm taking it to the streets to give people the good news. Oh, excuse me. Hello. I'm Flo from Progressive, and did you know...
No, I'm just waiting for the bus.
So then you have time to hear about how with HomeQuote Explorer, you can check if you're paying too much for home insurance.
Yeah, if I was interested in talking to you. Which I'm not.
Okay, I'll do the talking and you just check if you can be saving. Which is going to be pretty hard to do if you put on your headphones. Okay.
See if you're paying too much for home insurance with HomeQuote Explorer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. With 24/7 customer service and guaranteed repairs, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this stressful meditation guide.
Take a deep breath. Focus on all the things you have to do. Did someone make the vet appointment yet? You don't know? That feels like something you should know.
Switch to Progressive today.
You are a mess.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Repairs through Progressive Network. Shops guaranteed for as long as you own or lease your car.
We save big money with our Progressive Home and Auto Bundle and use the cash to take a family vacation.
To Hawaii.
Who's up for a luau?
Yay!
This is not a real testimonial. Sure, customers can save big money with Progressive, but not enough to go to Hawaii. They'll probably use it for things like the mortgage and groceries, or even a travel magazine, so at least they can see pictures of Hawaii.
Aloha!
Yes, say hello to those beautiful Hawaiian beaches in that magazine. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Who's this?
Discount Tire has just made tire shopping easier. Their touchless experience allows you to buy tires and book your appointment online. Then when you drive in, you can stay safely inside your car as the tires are installed. Discount Tire. Let's get you taken care of.
Second game.
Nya, nya, nya. Ba, ba, Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe. The broken Bunsen burner burns so bright. South.
Jamie.
Southeast Asian Peninsula.
Hey, Jamie.
Yes.
I think the only line we need from you today is drivers who switch to Progressive could save big.
Cool. I just got to finish my warm-ups. Foul, foul, throw in the towel. History, history.
Switch to Progressive today.
Santa ski, slalom in a salmon skin suit.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
We saved serious cash with our Progressive Home and Auto Bundle and used the money to buy a new boat.
Who's ready to water ski?
This is not a real testimonial. Sure, customers can save big money with Progressive, but not enough for a new boat. They'll probably spend it on rent or gas money or maybe one of those little plastic wading pools for the yard.
Ahoy there!
Is what the captain might say. On the toy boat. In your wading pool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
We saved big money with our Progressive Home and Auto Bundle and used the cash to take a family vacation.
To Hawaii.
Who's up for a luau?
Yay!
This is not a real testimonial. Sure, customers can save big money with Progressive, but not enough to go to Hawaii. They'll probably use it for things like the mortgage and groceries, or even a travel magazine, so at least they can see pictures of Hawaii.
Aloha!
Yes, say hello to those beautiful Hawaiian beaches in that magazine. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Back after the Knicks were beaten badly by Denver the day before. Again, it seems like a long time ago. Randall hits another.
The Garden of Dreams Foundation does just amazing work.
That's right. You can get a voicemail by the Clyde, man. The greatest Knick of all time.
Barrett for three. R.J. Barrett doing it again. Back into the hands of Randall.
You're going to double him.
Randall drives, gets inside, falling away. Got it. Julius Randall puts the Knicks up by two.
Need to use some time, which they're doing.
Julius Randall. Across the lane, kicks it inside. Noel with the slam, and the Knicks are up by 10.
And six assists to lead the Knicks. Slick pass here for Noel with stuff.
Van Vliet, straightaway three. Rebounded by Barrett.
Yeah, one and done for the Raptors. Barrett doing a good job of bounding.
Randall puts up another three and knocks it down.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of the MSG Network. That was Mike Breen, Walt Frazier, and Kenny Albert on the call. And, yeah, Julius Randle and the New York Knicks, some of their top plays during their awesome nine-game winning streak in the month of April. We're going to get more into the streak and more into the resurgence of the New York Knicks. Let's welcome the gentleman who is the host of the Off the Ball podcast, the OTB pod, and a diehard New York Knicks fan, Chris LeBron. Chris, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on? How are you today?
I'm doing well, man. Thank you so much for once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So, Chris, it has been a long time since the New York Knickerbockers have been relevant, but they're good this year, and they have a chance to, you know, they have a great chance of making the playoffs. In your opinion, Chris, what do you accredit the resurgence of the New York Knicks for this 2020-2021 season? What do you credit to?
I give a lot of credit to the change of culture, bringing in a new front office that knows basketball, then obviously bringing in Tom Thibodeau has definitely been very, very huge for this team. And it shows, you know, this roster is not that much different from last year, but it's night and day as far as play on the court, on both sides of the ball, especially defensively, being ranked, you know, number one in defensive efficiency, number one in defense at the three-point line. So coaching, front office has been the reason why this team has had success this year.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you on that, Chris. I mean, the coaching has been phenomenal. Tom Thibodeau, definitely a strong candidate for this year's NBA Coach of the Year. What are some of the intangibles, in your opinion, that has made Coach Thibodeau such a success this year with the Knicks?
He's just brought in that intensity that he's brought in with, you know, with his time in Chicago and his time in Minnesota. I know the Minnesota time didn't end well, but he did take Minnesota to the playoffs, you know, for the first time in, I think, over a decade. So he's brought in an attitude. He's brought in, you know, accountability, you know, just his ability to get the best out of his players has been really great. Obviously, you've seen that with Julius Randle. You've seen it with R.J. Barrett. You know, he's getting stuff out of Derrick Rose and, at this point in his career, Taj Gibson. You know, all these guys, you know, like you've seen in the NBA yet, he has them playing as if they are one of the most talented teams. So his ability to unlock, you know, these players and get them to another level has been really great this year so far.
Indeed, it has been great. And speaking of going to another level, how about Julius Randle? He has really soared to a whole nother level this year. This year was a breakout year for Julius, makes his first All-Star team. And, man, Julius Randle's really been the heart and soul of this Knick team. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Julius and his play this year with the Knicks.
I mean, last year, you know, it was – I don't know who could have succeeded last year, you know, with all the circumstances, you know, with the Knicks last year. So last year was tough for him. you know, didn't play the type of basketball he knew he could play. But this year, absolutely night and day. He's come in. He was in the best shape of his career. Came in focused. You know, there were talks about maybe trading him and, you know, trying to replace him with Obi Toppin. And he really came in focused and ready to go and has really, you know, played out of his mind. Obviously, career highs throughout the board. And his assist, I mean, that's to me is the biggest jump is his playmaking, averaging over the game, and just, you know, finding his spots on the court. He's and defensively, too, he has improved immensely, you know. So the improvement from Julius Randle is really fun to watch because last year we didn't see that. You know, we saw a Randle last year that was, you know, just another guy who just puts up stats for, you know, a bad team. But this year, the fact that he's been the main reason why this Knicks team has been having so much success this year and is the fourth seed, it's been so much fun to watch. And, you know, he seems more happy this year than he was this time last year. And it's just a joy to watch him play on the court. And his teammates love him, too, which is great.
It's definitely a joy watching him, and he definitely seems happy out there. I know Knicks fans are even happier currently with this the winning streak that they had and then the chance to really go further in this playoff run. Another young talent on the Knicks team is R.J. Barrett. Man, what a steal he's been coming from Canada and playing the 1 year at Duke, and then this is his second year with the Knicks. Just kind of give me your thoughts on R.J. and how he stepped up his game this year.
He's been really good, too. I mean, he had a little up-and-down season, and obviously he had that shooting slump early in the season where I think he was like 0 of 21 from the three. But since that, I think over his last 30 games, you know, he's hovering around 20 points a game, you know, close to 50% shooting, 40% from three. You know, his free throw percentage has, you know, been great. So he's been really – he's really improved a lot as the year has gone by defensively also. So it's really been fun to see his growth. And, you know, just to remember that he's still just 20 years old. And he's still, you know, he's technically supposed to be a rookie in the league. I mean, people forget that he reclassified, you know, when he went to Duke. So he still has a lot of room to grow. And the sky's the limit for RJ. He could be a very, very good player once he figures out everything.
You know, you mentioned, we talked earlier about Coach Tom Thibodeau, Chris, and Tom Thibodeau knows Derrick Rose very well during their days in Chicago, and he knows about that. Derrick Rose, a former league MVP, All-Star, and I know you remember, and I remember as well, before the injury, Derrick Rose was unstoppable, and the Bulls had all of the makings of the championship pedigree. Unfortunately, he suffered the injury, had some setbacks, but now Derrick Rose seems to be on his way back. And, of course, with having Tibbs, it definitely makes the big difference. Kind of give me your thoughts on Derrick Rose and his play this year.
Derrick's been great so far, especially the last, you know, couple games. He's been really good for us. I wasn't sure about the fit when we first got him. You know, obviously what they traded for him wasn't bad at all. You know, trading a struggling Dennis Jr. in a second-round pick, but you know, he's been great so far. You know, him and Tibbs just seem to be a perfect match. You know, Tibbs loves Derrick Rose, and it's been really good to see Derrick Rose still playing high-level basketball, even though everyone still, you know, wants to, you know, remember the old Derrick that was an MVP in Chicago and all that. But the fact that he's still a very productive NBA player, still a very skilled player, it's so much fun to watch, and he's been very, you know, and Emmanuel Quickley's growth as a player, you know, top and two. The young guys, I've definitely leaned on him for advice and all that. So the addition of Derrick Rose has been great, and he's still playing at a high level. So that's also fun to watch to see that this guy that was an MVP at one point, now obviously not the same player, but still being a productive player on a potential playoff team is really fun to watch, and how he is with the young guys too. His leadership has grown so much too, so that's also fun to watch.
Definitely, it is fun to watch. And what's also been fun to watch, I'm going to bring up a couple of more names, Chris. Alec Burks, Alfred Payton, Emmanuel Quickley, and Reggie Bullock. They've all been productive for the Knicks this year. Just kind of give me your thoughts on those players.
You know, Burks, I like the Burks signing because, you know, at any point he can get hot. Like, you know, he had a stretch where he had five straight games of 20 points a game, you know. So he's always been that type of player, someone who can come off the bench and give you some buckets. Reggie Bullock is a great 3-and-D player. He's been good of late, too, shooting and playing great defense. Alfred Payton, you know, I know he's kind of a mixed Twitter. He gets a lot of flack, and, you know, he has his days where, you know, he's going to pass the ball well. He's going to get to the basket, but, you know, he is what he is. You know, he's a solid guard, you know, who's also helped, you know, out the young guys, too. So, you know, the Knicks have had some very good vets come in and play their roles. You know, Noel's been great, too. You know, him and Mitchell Robinson are great 1-2 punch, you know, as big man. So, you know, the guys are coming in, playing their roles as great as possible. So I think, you know, it's a young man's league, but yet you still need vets like Burks and Noel and Alfred Payton and Reggie Bullock to help you win games. And the Knicks have definitely utilized these guys to the maximum so far this season. So it's been good. The blend of youth and the blend of vets on this team is really good, a really good dynamic so far this year.
Well, speaking of youth, Obi Toppin, one of the top draft picks in this recent NBA draft. Just so we know, Obi Toppin is known for being a high flyer during his time at the University of Maryland. Just give me your thoughts on Obi's play so far this year.
Man, I mean, Obi, he's obviously had so far I would say a disappointing rookie season. You know, has shown moments where he's shown what he did at Dayton. So, you know, it's still hard because he didn't have the typical training camp. Obviously, his college season got cut short. His team was a number one seed, and he was on his way to do even bigger things in the tournament and all that with the National Player of the Year. You know, I still have high hope for Obi. I know for the Knicks, they've kind of missed out on a lot of their picks, you know, obviously with Kevin Knox and Frank. They haven't hit on those guys, and people are afraid this might be another top 10 guy that disappoints. But he's shown flashes, especially late. His defense has gotten better. Like, seems like he's getting a little bit more comfortable on offense, even though you still want to see some more. You know, I know he can shoot the ball. I know his athleticism is, you know, top 1% in the league. You know, so I think once they get a true point guard who can put him in the right spots, I think that's the best way to utilize Obi. And I think, you know, I'm not going to get too hard on him this season. This next season, hopefully they bring in a point guard who knows how to utilize him and put him in spots, you know, as a rim runner and all that. You know, pick and roll player, pick and pop player. Next year, use him more then. As he gets more confident, I think he'll be fine. It hurts that Julius Randle's pretty much playing his position, and he's not going to see a lot of minutes because Julius Randle leads the league in points and minutes per game. So hard to get your minutes when, you know, Julius Randle is playing at such a high level. So, you know, I'm still high on Obi, and I still think he'll be good. So, you know, up and down season so far, more downs than ups. But I think as we get towards the end of the regular season and the Knicks are pushing to the playoffs, I think you actually see him get some more minutes as you try to, you know, get Randle, you know, fresh for the playoffs.
All right. Well, you know, speaking of being fresh, you know, Chris, one of the many fundamentals of playing basketball is defense. It's definitely overlooked in today's NBA where everybody plays above the rim, and it's more, of course, of an offensive-first league. But the Knicks, you mentioned it earlier, defensive efficiency, man. They have really been clicking on all cylinders on the defensive side. Nerlens Noel is, like, in the top five in the league in blocks per game. Also, steals per game. You know, Julius Randle's got a lot of steals. Derrick Rose has picked up a lot of steals. Nerlens Noel as well. Tell me, in your opinion, what has been the Tell me, in your opinion, how have the Knicks, the reasons for the Knicks being so efficient on defense this year?
Everyone's buying in. I think it's that simple. Everyone's buying in. They're buying into the team philosophy, buying into team defense. You know, the days of having, like, you know, your Ron Artest, your Scottie Pippen, those days are kind of gone. It's more about the team defense. And if everyone buys in, everyone talks, I think, you know, you're going to get, you know, better defense. And it's not like the Knicks have a bunch of guys who are going to be all NBA guys. They might not have a single guy who makes all NBA defense, yet they number one in defensive efficiency, number one in three-point defense. So I think it's just having guys buying in, that's been the biggest thing. And that's why, I mean, you're seeing Randall playing better defense, Derrick Rose playing better defense. Like I said, Bullock, Burks, everyone's buying in. To me, it's all about buying in. If you buy in, defense is all about effort. You know, you put in the effort and you buy in, you're going to be fine. So I think that's been the major reason why. And obviously Tibbs, who is a defensive guy, defensive guru, you know, we saw what he did in those Boston teams that won championships when he's the kind of the defensive coordinator for them. He did it with the Knicks when he was a coach under Van Gundy. Did it in Chicago. They were the best defense. And then even in Minnesota, they had a very good defense, you know, in his time there. So yeah, Tibbs is bringing in that, you know, accountability on defense, and everyone's buying in. So to me, that's been, you know, one of the reasons why they've had so much success this year defensively.
Well, you know, speaking of success, Chris, you know, the NBA, it's always fun when you see smaller market teams, but it's fun when the Celtics are winning. It's fun when the Lakers are winning. And it's also fun when the Knicks are winning. And, you know, throughout the course of the franchise of a proud organization and a proud city, you know, during the 70s, we saw it with Willis Reed and Walt Frazier and Dave DeBuscher and Bill Bradley and Dick Barnett and Jerry Lucas. And then we can go into the 80s and the 90s with Patrick Ewing and Charles Oakley, Anthony Mason, John Starks. We can go to Latrell Sprewell and Allen Houston, Marcus Camby. And you know, Kirk Thomas. And now we have this, again, this resurgence of the Knicks. Does this current Knicks roster have the opportunity to be like those teams, Chris?
This team is very old school Knicks. Like, it gives you a lot of 90s Knicks vibes, you know. You got that one guy, you know, your go-to guy who's your scorer, a la Patrick Ewing in the 90s. And then you got a bunch of other guys who are, you know, your forcers, your defenders, your shooter. You don't have stars on this team other than right now Randall. So this is a very old-school Knicks team. I don't know if this is going to translate to winning, especially in today's NBA, but the city is buzzing. It loves this team because it's built. You know, obviously the Knicks have tried to, you know, it's not well-known that the Knicks have tried to get top-tier free agent as it works, so they kind of had to resort to going the old-fashioned way and build from the ground up. So I think the city appreciates that, how they're doing it right now. And like you said, there's a lot of 90s vibes to this team. You know, hard, you know, playing defense, having that one guy who could take over, and everyone buying in is very 90s-like with this Knicks team. So that's what I love. You know, because that's what I grew up, you know, being a Knicks fan. That's what made me love being a Knicks fan, was that grit and grind of the 90s. And this team kind of has that old school vibe to it. So it's kind of what New York City is about. And it's been so much fun to watch this team, you know, grind it out game in and game out. I know that they have an opportunity to win every game. So this team's very 90s-like. It's very cool seeing how much they are just like those 90s teams, you know, those 90s Knicks teams. So it's been fun to watch, man.
I definitely see the similarities, especially with those 90s teams, especially Julius Randle. I see a little bit of an Anthony Mason in there. Rest in peace, Anthony Mason. If you didn't have the opportunity to watch him, or if you were too young to remember, look at YouTube him. He was definitely an efficient player. Speaking of the magic of the Knicks in New York, they've been playing for years at Madison Square Garden, the world's most famous arena. Chris, can you describe to the listeners out there that have never experienced the passion of New York Knicks basketball at Madison Square Garden? Can you describe it, sir?
Man, it's kind of hard to describe, because when you're in New York City, I mean, when you live here, you're used to all the bright lights and all that, but when you enter the Garden, you feel it's different. It's a different feeling. Like, I've been to a bunch of stadiums, and they tell you, right, oh, it's great here, and then you don't feel that energy. But when you go to the Garden, especially when the team is right, even when the team's struggling, you know, there's been times the Knicks have been really bad. I've been to games, and they're still – the Garden's still rocking. And with when you get to the Garden and it's full capacity, it's full goal, you hear the defense a chant, it's unlike any other basketball arena that I've ever been to or period. You know, that's why you hear LeBron James and, you know, rest his soul, Kobe Bryant say that this is the best place to play in basketball. It's just an amazing place to be. It lives by its name, the world famous arena. We've had so many great events in that arena. I mean, from boxing events, wrestling, you name it, hockey, you know, obviously basketball, you name it. So many great events have been here. So it's truly a beautiful place to be for a basketball game, no matter the team they're playing. It is the greatest atmosphere for a basketball game that I've ever been to. And I suggest if you ever in the New York City area and there's a Knicks game and you like basketball, go attend a game at the Garden, and you'll feel that energy because it's unlike any other arena in basketball.
Rightfully so. And, you know, to kind of piggyback off, you mentioned about wrestling matches. A professional wrestler, Bret the Hitman Hart, once said, Madison Square Garden may not be a church, but it's definitely holy ground. And, it definitely is the world's most famous arena, and it's definitely called that for a reason. And speaking of basketball, you know, New York City and basketball is like a marriage that it goes hand in hand. Chris, why do you think there's been such a marriage for years when it comes to New York City and in the sport of basketball?
I mean, New York City basketball is just—it's unlike anything else too. Like, it has its own style. I mean, when you say someone has that New York City style, you know that style. It's that ball handling, that quick, you know, trash talking style, in your face, hard-nosed style. So New York City basketball, you know, is also a tremendous thing. You know, it's taken some hits of late. You know, it's fell off a little bit, but we still got some huge names that made it to the league and made it to high-level college basketball. So New York City basketball, you know, it's special. You know, we got so many great places to play, the Rucker, the Cages, Kingdom. I mean, you name it. There's so many great, you know, tournaments and places to play in New York City. So New York City as a whole is just, you know, it's just a tremendous place for basketball, and it has its own identity. And I hope it gets back to that identity because it seems like it's been missing for a little bit. But hopefully we get that back and get back to that level of basketball, that high level of basketball.
Rightfully so. Now, Chris, a couple of more questions before we let you get on out of here. We talked about Madison Square Garden, but there's also a team just across the East River from Manhattan. I think they call themselves the Nets. They play in Brooklyn at the Barclays Center. We know the Nets have had a great year this year, but ask you, I know the Nets have been balling this year, but is New York still a Knicks town, or are people, or is the fan base kind of 50-50 now?
Man, I talk about this a lot, you know, Knicks town, Nets town. I think it's always going to be a Knicks town no matter what. I think just strictly off, the Nets have just got here, you know. The Nets have only been here for, what, 7-8 years? So, and Knicks have been here for a long, long time, you know. I know the Knicks haven't won championships, you know, since 1973. So it's been a while since they won championships, but the city is – it's. The Knicks are still a basketball city. It's still, to me, the team of New York. Just, you know, the shows I've been able to do and the interactions I have, if I had to break it up in quarters, Knicks Town, maybe a little, you know, yeah, I would say 3/4 Knicks Town, 1/4 Nets. I think the Nets are going to have to do a lot more to really grab the city. I mean, that might take, before, you know, after I'm gone, you know, it may take a long time, so But the Nets are obviously they're trying to make noise and they're trying to see if they can capture the city. But I still think it's Knicks heart, you know, no matter what. It's a Knicks town. I think there will be a Knicks town for a long time. Obviously, the Knicks haven't been good for a while, but I think it's still a Knicks town, you know, by a large percentage. But, you know, there's Nets fans, and, you know, there's some Nets fans who are from, you know, the Jersey days, you know. So I respect those fans. And I just think overall having the Knicks and the Nets both doing great things is great for New York City. It's great when the Mets and the – excuse me. It's when the Mets and the Yankees are good. Excuse me. And the Jets and the Giants are good. So it's good for New York City right now.
Indeed, it is good for the Big Apple right now. And also, quickly, Chris, the differences between Madison Square Garden and the Barclays Center.
Wow. I mean, the Barclays Center is a beautiful arena. I give you that. But I'm always going to go with Madison Square Garden. That's home. I love that arena. It's there right in the heart of New York City. You know, Barkley still got some time to make history there. They have they haven't lived up to that yet. I'm sure they'll get there, but MSG all day.
All right, fair enough. Hey, Chris, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the show. So just tell everybody quickly what you do as the host of Off the Ball Podcast.
For having me. You can find me Off the Ball Podcast, Off the Ball Pod on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that good stuff. Catch the show every Monday on Dash Radio on the Nothing But Net Radio channel at 12 noon. Shows available on all podcast platforms. Also, I run my own network, Off the Ball Network, so check those guys out. We got some great content there. But thanks again for having me on, man.
You're welcome. And again, one more time, tell everybody where they can find Off the Ball on social media. Any websites that you have, plug that as well. And also let everybody know where they can find you on social media.
Yeah. Go to Off the Ball Pod on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Find me there. I'm very active on all social media. So, you know, if you want to talk Knicks, you want to talk basketball, hit me up there. Go check out the offtheballnetwork.com. That's my website. That's my network. Go check that out also. We got great content there. And, like I said, you can find my show on all podcast platforms, also on Dash Radio too. So you can find me there. Like I said, just hit me up. We'll talk Knicks. We'll talk basketball, you know, and all that good stuff.
Awesome, awesome. One last question, Chris. What is the percentage of the Knicks winning the Eastern Conference Finals this year?
The Eastern Conference? Woo! I mean... I won't go that far, you know. No, I'm gonna stay humble. You know, honestly, man, I'm just happy that we're talking about the Knicks this late in the season being a playoff team. You know, I'll say, you know, whatever comes with it. But to me, the right steps are being made, and that's what gets me excited.
All right, and you heard it from him. He is Chris LeBron. He is the host of the Off the Ball Podcast, which is dedicated to all things NBA and, of course, his New York Knicks, his beloved New York Knicks as well. Check them out on the various social media platforms, also the websites. And, of course, he's got his cool network called the OTB Network, Off the Ball Network. Chris, thank you so, so much for your energy, and thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. And if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
My man, thanks for having me on, brother. Take care.
You take care. You too, my man. We'll be back with more right after this.
It was the second game of a back-to-back after the Knicks were beaten badly by Denver the day before. Again, it seems like a long time ago. Randall hits another.
The Garden of Dreams Foundation does just amazing work.
That's right. You can get a voicemail by the Clyde, man. The greatest Knick of all time.
Barrett for three. R.J. Barrett doing it again. Back into the hands of Randall.
You're going to double him.
Randall drives, gets inside, falling away. Got it! Julius Randall puts the Knicks up by two.
Need to use some time, which they're doing.
Julius Randall go across the lane, kicks it inside. Noel with the slam, and the Knicks are up by 10.
Start with everyone whose mom was even more superhuman than usual this past year, like super duper human. Now narrow it down to those who want to show their appreciation but haven't quite found the time to get a Mother's Day gift. For you, there's Walgreens with Hallmark cards, fragrances, and personalized photo gifts you can create and pick up the same day. Personalized? Ooh, she'll love that. Shop Walgreens for gifts she'll love in an instant.
This week, get up to 60% off photo gifts. Offer good through 5/22. Restrictions apply. See walgreens.com/photo for details.
That's the sound of one of my favorite customers ever. His name's Jeremy. His dad, Frank, called me when it was time to replace their drafty old windows and to take advantage of our limited time sale. As a dedicated Pella advisor, I make getting new windows and doors simple. And when it comes to installation, nobody does it like Pella. Our local team can typically install in just a day.
Elevate the look of your home with specials from Pella Windows and Doors of Baton Rouge. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
That's the sound of one of my favorite customers ever. His name's Jeremy. His dad, Frank, called me when it was time to replace their drafty old windows and to take advantage of our limited time sale. As a dedicated Pella advisor, I make getting new windows and doors simple. And when it comes to installation, nobody does it like Pella. Our local team can typically install in just a day.
Elevate the look of your home with specials from Pella Windows and Doors of Baton Rouge. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
24/7 customer service.
Dick and Christine knew they needed help renovating their dream home. As a Pella advisor, I make sure every step of getting new windows and doors is smooth, including setting you up with our Pella Care Guarantee. It covers everything from product to installation with some of the strongest warranties in the industry.
Help elevate the look of your home with special offers from Pella of Baton Rouge. Add in our industry-leading reputation and one thing becomes clear. It's a perfect time for Pella. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
Guaranteed repairs. Your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this stressful meditation guide.
Take a deep breath. Focus on all the things you have to do. Did someone make the vet appointment yet? You don't know? That feels like something you should know.
Switch to Progressive today.
You are a mess.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Repairs through Progressive Network. Shops guaranteed for as long as you own or lease your car.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
With 24/7 customer service and guaranteed repairs, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this stressful meditation guide.
Take a deep breath. Focus on all the things you have to do. Did someone make the vet appointment yet? You don't know? That feels like something you should know.
Switch to Progressive today.
You are a mess.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Repairs through Progressive Network. Shops guaranteed for as long as you own or lease your car.
Now streaming on TBS, Philly DA, a gripping new documentary series from Independent Lens. Will reformer Larry Krasner's agenda survive clashes with police and the courts? Philly DA on TBS. Stream it now on the PBS Video app. Now streaming on TBS, Philly DA, a gripping new documentary series from Independent Lens. Will reformer Larry Krasner's agenda survive clashes with police and the courts? Philly DA on PBS. Stream it now on the PBS Video app.
To remind pet owners that Progressive covers pets on our auto policy at no extra charge, we're making a really cute pet-themed radio commercial.
Hear that snoring? Two sleeping puppies.
Oh, they're awake!
And they're heading over to that cute, chubby baby that's just sitting there. What? Oh, now they're licking his face. Words will never do this justice. You'll just have to picture it.
Get coverage for your pets with an auto policy from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and is subject to policy terms. The thing about comparing rates at Progressive.com is that by now you've heard a lot of ads about comparing rates at Progressive.com. We probably don't even need the words comparing rates anymore to remind you that seasoning steaks at Progressive.com is an easy way to save on car insurance. Or that swimming in trousers helps you find the lowest rate. And that's the thing about foraging for truffles. You've heard a lot of ads about standing tiptoe on a cinder block. Compare rates and...
Sing softly to a wounded field mouse and save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Think you're busy? You've never met Jessica. Mother of six. I'm the dedicated Pella Window and Door Advisor Jessica called when she knew it was time to replace her drafty old windows and take advantage of the limited time sale. We make the process simple. From product selection through installation, we've sold over 5 million replacement windows and doors. So we know a thing or two.
Elevate the look of your home with specials from Pella Windows and Doors of Baton Rouge. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
Think you're busy? You've never met Jessica. Mother of six. I'm the dedicated Pella Window and Door Advisor Jessica called when she knew it was time to replace her drafty old windows and take advantage of the limited time sale. We make the process simple. From product selection through installation, we've sold over 5 million replacement windows and doors. So we know a thing or two.
Elevate the look of your home with specials from Pella Windows and Doors of Baton Rouge. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
No, no, no. Bah, bah, Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe. The broken Bunsen burner burns so bright. South.
Jamie.
Southeast Asian Peninsula.
Hey, Jamie.
Yes.
I think the only line we need from you today is drivers who switch to Progressive could save big.
Cool. I just got to finish my warm-ups. Foul, foul, throw in the towel. History, history.
Switch to Progressive today.
Santa ski, slalom in a salmon skin suit.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Discount Tire has just made tire shopping easier. Their touchless experience allows you to buy tires and book your appointment online. Then when you drive in, you can stay safely inside your car as the tires are installed. Discount Tire. Let's get you taken care of.
To remind pet owners that Progressive covers pets on our auto policy at no extra charge, we're making a really cute pet-themed radio commercial.
Hear that snoring? Two sleeping puppies.
Oh, they're awake!
And they're heading over to that cute, chubby baby that's just sitting there.
What?
Oh, now they're licking his face. Words will never do this justice. You'll just have to picture it.
Get coverage for your pets with an auto policy from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and is subject to policy terms.
We saved serious cash with our Progressive Home and Auto Bundle and used the money to buy a new boat.
Who's ready to water ski?
This is not a real testimonial. Sure, customers can save big money with Progressive, but not enough for a new boat. They'll probably spend it on rent or gas money or maybe one of those little plastic wading pools for the yard.
Ahoy there!
Is what the captain might say. On the toy boat. In your wading pool.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Today I'm taking it to the streets to give people the good news. Oh, excuse me, hello. I'm Flo from Progressive, and did you know...
No, I'm just waiting for the bus.
So then you have time to hear about how with HomeQuote Explorer you can check if you're paying too much for home insurance.
Yeah, if I was interested in talking to you. Which I'm not.
Okay, I'll do the talking and you just check if you can be saving. Which is going to be pretty hard to do if you put on your headphones. Okay.
See if you're paying too much for home insurance with HomeQuote Explorer.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
The thing about comparing rates at Progressive.com is that by now you've heard a lot of ads about comparing rates at Progressive.com. We probably don't even need the words comparing rates anymore to remind you that seasoning steaks at Progressive.com is an easy way to save on car insurance, or that swimming in trousers helps you find the lowest rate. And that's the thing about foraging for truffles. You've heard a lot of ads about standing tiptoe on a cinder block. Compare rates and sing softly to a wounded field mouse and save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Jake and Christine knew they needed help renovating their dream home. As a Pella advisor, I make sure every step of getting new windows and doors is smooth, including setting you up with our Pella Care Guarantee. It covers everything from product to installation with some of the strongest warranties in the industry.
Help elevate the look of your home with special offers from Pella of Baton Rouge. Add in our industry-leading reputation and one thing becomes clear. It's a perfect time for Pella. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
For everyone whose mom was even more superhuman than usual this past year, there's Walgreens with Mother's Day cards, fragrances, and personalized photo gifts. Personalized? She'll love that. Shop Walgreens for gifts she'll love in an instant.
Join us to celebrate Lowe's Spring Fest before it's over with three 25-ounce Bonnie Foodie Fresh vegetables and herbs for $10. or three 25-ounce Miracle-Gro Brilliant Blooms flowers for $12. Get the most of your garden this spring. Spring Fest, a festival of fun and savings for your garden and total home. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. Offers valid through 5/12 while supplies last. In-store only. Selection varies by location. U.S. only, excluding Alaska and Hawaii.
That's the sound of one of my favorite customers ever. His name's Jeremy. His dad, Frank, called me when it was time to replace their drafty old windows and to take advantage of our limited time sale. As a dedicated Pella advisor, I make getting new windows and doors simple. And when it comes to installation, nobody does it like Pella. Our local team can typically install in just a day.
Elevate the look of your home with specials from Pella Windows and Doors of Baton Rouge. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Once again, a big special thank you to Chris LeBron, host of the Off the Ball podcast and owner of the Off the Ball Network. Great talking New York Knicks basketball with him. All right, before we get on out of here, I just want to give you some of the games to watch out for this upcoming week, starting off with a big one we have between the New Orleans Pelicans and the Minnesota Timberwolves. And I say this is going to be a big game because the Pelicans still have a chance to get in the play-in tournament. Zion, he's turned it up as of late, as well as Brandon Ingram. So the Pelicans have a chance. They've got, again, 2 weeks left in the regular season, so the Pelicans are the desperate times call for desperate measures, but they still have a shot at playing in the play-in tournament. Also a big one coming up, the Raptors and the Jazz, and also the Nuggets and the Clippers. That's going to be a big game to look out for. Also some other games to look out for this week, the Nets and the Bucks, the fight for first place in the Eastern Conference, also the Trailblazers and the Celtics. Look out for also the Suns and the Thunder. That's going to be a great one, as well as the Raptors and the Lakers. Also some other important games to look out for this week, the Warriors and the Pelicans. Again, this is going to be significant because these two teams, again, are fighting for a spot to be in that play-in tournament. Steph Curry, currently the league's leading scorer, also an MVP candidate. You know, Zion Williamson and the Pelicans, they have it on their mind as well. So that's going to be an interesting game right there, followed by the Knicks and the Grizzlies. Also, look out for the Spurs and the Jazz and the Nuggets and the Lakers. Also, some other games to look out for. Again, the Warriors and the Pelicans, they have a back-to-back. They play back-to-back games against one another this week. And then you've got the Nets and the Bucks, followed by the Mavericks and the Heat, and then the Raptors and the Clippers. Also, some other important games to look out for this week, the Celtics and the Magic, followed by the Grizzlies and the Timberwolves, the Suns and the Hawks, Spurs and the Jazz, and the Knicks and the Nuggets. Also, be on the lookout for a big game this week with the Thunder and the Warriors, also the Nets and the Mavericks, also the Wizards and the Raptors. These two teams are playing for spots in to play in the play-in tournament in the Eastern Conference. So the Wizards and the Raptors, I mean, Russell Westbrook's really turned it up as of late for the guys up in D.C., so that's going to be interesting right there. And, of course, the Lakers and the Clippers, the Battle of L.A. Also look out for a big game between the Pelicans and the 76ers, followed by the Nuggets and the Jazz, the Lakers and the Trailblazers, and also a big game between the New York Knicks and the Phoenix Suns. It may, I emphasize the word may, it may be a preview of this year's NBA Finals. You just never know. It's been a very interesting season. And with that being said, again, thank you for joining us on this week's edition of At the Rim. Again, a big special thank you to Chris LeBron, host of the Off the Ball podcast and owner of the Off the Ball Network. Check him out on the various social media platforms, Twitter, Instagram, and things of that nature. He's got some great stuff talking about the world of basketball, particularly his love for the New York Knicks. And until next week, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and thank you for checking out At the Rim. Talk to you next week.
For everyone whose mom was even more superhuman than usual this past year, there's Walgreens with Mother's Day cards, fragrances, and personalized photo gifts. Personalized? She'll love that. Shop Walgreens for gifts she'll love in an instant.
Think you're busy? You've never met Jessica, mother of six. I'm the dedicated Pella window and door advisor Jessica called when she knew it was time to replace her drafty old windows and take advantage of the limited time sale.
We make the process simple. From product selection through installation, we've sold over 5 million replacement windows and doors. So we know a thing or two.
Elevate the look of your home with specials from Pella Windows and Doors of Baton Rouge. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.